Hey everyone, this week we've been talking about the importance of rest and rejuvenation for both creating balance in your life and increasing your productivity. In today's productivity tip, I want to tell you about a time management system that's been very supportive of these goals. It's called the Entrepreneurial Time System, and I learned about it from the Strategic Coach Program with Dan Sullivan that I mentioned earlier in the pre-course. Dan and the folks at Strategic Coach have graciously allowed me to share one of their handouts with you to help you get started with this system. So make sure to download it from the resources section for this week. In short, the Entrepreneurial Time System involves organizing your time and activities into three types of days: focus, free, and buffer. A focus day is a day that you spend at least 80% of your time engaged in your top three revenue-generating activities. For me, these would be seeing patients, selling programs and products through my website, and creating training programs. If you're only seeing patients and don't yet have other revenue streams, you may only have one revenue-generating activity. That's fine. The point of focus days is that you're spending the majority of your time doing whatever it is that produces revenue for your business. Here's how I approach my focus days. If I'm seeing patients that day, that's all that I really do, other than exercise, meditation, and spending time with my family. If I'm developing content, I'll generally schedule two large blocks of time in the day, say from 8 to 11 a.m. and then 1 to 4 p.m. I'll take a break to exercise and eat, and I'll not schedule any meetings or do any busy work. That's for buffer days, which we'll talk about shortly. And I'll typically only work about 6 hours on a focus day, since they require a lot of mental energy and attention. I might stop in the late afternoon and then pick Sylvie up from school and take her to a park or something like that. A free day is a 24-hour period completely free from work-related, problem-solving, communication, and action. You are 100% off of work. Most entrepreneurs and business owners find this almost impossible to conceive of, especially today when the boundary between work and personal life has blurred beyond recognition for most people. And how can you take free time when there's work to be done, money to be made, commitments to be kept? But as we discussed in the lesson this week, rest, rejuvenation, and play are absolutely essential to getting more done. It's tempting to think that skipping free days and working a little more would lead to better results, but in fact, the opposite is true. And I know this from personal experience. Now that I'm taking regular free days, I find it difficult to imagine how I would function without them. I look forward to them throughout the week, and I feel so much better at the end of them. Here are a couple of tips on free days. First, if you're just getting started with them, I think it's helpful to plan them out in advance. That way, you won't be tempted to fall into old habits and start working because you don't know what else to do. Along the same lines, it might be easier for you to initially do free days outside of the house so that you don't get sucked into familiar distractions. In terms of what you actually do on your free days, that depends on what best helps you to rejuvenate. Some people are rejuvenated by energetic activities. They need to be out and about, on the go all the time. Others are just the opposite. They just want to curl up with a book, relax, listen to music, lie on the beach, or have a good conversation. Some want to be indoors, others want to be outdoors in a natural environment. And of course, most people like a combination of passive and active activities. Keep in mind that if you're not used to free days, they'll probably be challenging to implement at first, especially because so few people take them these days. But like anything else, the more you do them and the more practice you get, the easier they'll be and the more satisfying. The final type of day is called a buffer day. Buffer days are for planning and preparation, so you can be more fully effective on focus days and have a clear mind on free days. As Dan Sullivan says, they're the time to develop your business's backstage, implementing new processes, training team members, delegating responsibilities, scheduling, doing paperwork, learning new skills, and cleaning up any stuff and messes that have accumulated. In a way, you can think of buffer days as practice and focus days as performance. And just as practice is crucial to a high level of performance, buffer days are crucial to having successful focus days. As kids, we understood this naturally. We got that we needed to rehearse for a school play or go to practice our jump shot if we wanted to earn a spot on the team. But as adults, a lot of us have the mistaken idea that we can exist in an always-on state where we're in constant performance mode. This just isn't the case. Buffer days aren't as sexy as focus or free days, but they're like the glue that holds the whole system together. In terms of scheduling, it's best to schedule your focus and free days first, and then the remaining days will be, by definition, buffer days. You should also schedule buffer days before and after transition times. For example, just before leaving for or returning from a vacation, or prior to a conference or event. Some people get confused between buffer and focus activities. A simple rule of thumb is if it generates revenue, it's a focus activity. If not, it's a buffer activity. But of course, it's not always that simple. For example, when I write a blog article, it doesn't generate any revenue itself, but it contributes directly to other activities that do generate revenue by attracting people to my website and private practice. So I would consider writing a blog article a focus activity. On the other hand, having meetings, doing paperwork, doing my monthly or weekly or daily planning, and other similar activities don't generate revenue, so they would be buffer activities. The point of this isn't, again, to imprison you in a rigid structure, it's to support you. I'll say that I'm 100% with free days because even allowing a little bit of work to seep in can really throw off a free day. But with focus and buffer days, I'm more like 80-20. Sometimes I might let a buffer activity slip into a focus day, and more often I might do some focus activities on buffer days. In fact, since I've delegated and automated a lot of my buffer activities, my buffer days are probably only 40% buffer activities and then 60% focus. But since the definition of a focus day is at least 80% of the day is spent on focus activities, these would still be considered buffer days. Okay, that's it for now. You can use the handout I've provided in the resources for this week to start thinking about your own focus, free, and buffer days. See you next time.